Of all sorts of callings that in England be, there is none that liveth so gallant as we. Our trading maintains us as brave as a knight. We live at our pleasure and take a delight. We heapeth up riches and treasure great store, which we get by gripping and grinding the poor. And this is a way for to fill up our purse, although we do get it with many a curse. Throughout the whole kingdom, in country and town, there is no danger of our trade going down. So long as a comber can work with his comb, and also the weaver weave in his loom, the tucker and spinner that spins all the year, we will make them to earn their wages for dear. And this is the way for to fill up our purse, although we do get it with many a curse. In former ages we used to give, so that our work folks like farmers did live. But the times are altered, we will make them know all we can for to bring them all under our bow. We will make them to work hard for sixpence a day, though a shilling they deserve it, they had their just pay. And this is the way for to fill up our purse, although we do get it with many a curse. And first for the combers we will bring them down, from 8 groats a score unto half a crown. I at all they murmur and say 'tis too small, we bid them choose whether they will work at all. We'll make them believe that trading is bad, we care not a pin, though they honor so sad. And this is the way for to fill up our purse, although we do get it with many a curse. We'll make the poor weavers work at a low rate, we'll find fault where's no fault, and so we will bait. If trading grows dead, we will presently show it, but if it grows good, they shall never know it. We'll tell them that cloth beyond sea will not go, we care not whether we keep clothing or no. And this is the way for to fill up our purse, although we do get it with many a curse. Then next for the spinners we shall ensue, we'll make them spin 3 pound instead of 2. When they bring home their work unto us they complain, and say that their wages will not them maintain. But if that an ounce of weight they do lack, then for to bait 3 pence we will not be slack. And this is the way for to fill up our purse, although we do get it with many a curse. But if it holds weight, then their wages they crave. We have got no money, and what's that you'd have? We have bread and bacon and butter that's good, with oatmeal and salt that is wholesome for food. We have soap and candles whereby to give light, that you may work by them so long as you have sight. And this is the way for to fill up our purse, although we do get it with many a curse. We will make the tucker and shareman understand that they with their wages shall never buy land. Though heretofore they have been lofty and high, yet now we will make them submit humbly. We will lighten their wages as low as may be. We will keep them under to fill up our purse, although we do get it with many a curse. When we go to market, our workmen are glad, but when we come home, then we do look sad. We sit in the corner as if our hearts did ache. We tell them 'tis not a penny we can take. We plead poverty before we have need, and thus we do coax them most bravely indeed. And this is the way for to fill up our purse, although we do get it with many a curse. But if to an alehouse they customers be, then presently with the alewife we agree. When we come to a reckoning, then we do crave 2 pence on a shilling, and that we will have. By such cunning ways we our treasure do get, for it is all fish that doth come to our net. And this is the way for to fill up our purse, although we do get it with many a curse. And thus we do gain all our wealth and estate by many poor men that works early and late. If it were not for those that do labor full hard, we might go and hang ourselves without regard. The combers and weavers and tuckers also, with the spinners that worketh for wages full low. By these people's labors we fill up our purse, although we do get it with many a curse. Then hey for the clothing trade, it goes on brave. We scorn for to toil and moil, nor yet to slave. Our workmen do work hard, but we live at ease. We go when we will and come when we please. We hoard up our bags of silver and gold, but conscience and charity with us is cold. By poor people's labor we fill up our purse, although